How fortunate were the Sahaba alayhim ridwan who were able to see the vision of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. How can we today attain such a tremendous privilege? And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an qala Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, man ra'ani fil manam faqad ra'ani fa inna ash-shaytana la yatamassalu bi. It is narrated on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever sees me in a dream, surely he has seen me, for the shaitan cannot imitate me. No doubt, every Muslim has this desire to see the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in his or her dream. And this desire increases the more we delve further in his love and affection. This particular hadith states that the shaitan cannot take the actual form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indicating that the shaitan can come in the dreams of the believers and try to misguide them. Further from this hadith, we also learn that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can be seen in our dreams. Subhanallah, what a great honor. And for this, the awliya have stressed various actions from their own self-experience, which can aid in seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dreams. And they can fundamentally be narrowed down to profound love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, such that before we sleep, we are immersed in the remembrance of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another way of doing the ziyarah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by refraining from sins and wholeheartedly adapting the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thirdly, and the greatest way to be blessed with the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by reciting Durood-e-Paak in abundance. Now, dear viewers of Rise and Shine, I would like to leave you today with a gift in the form of a beautiful Durood-e-Paak. Allahumma salli ala ruhi Muhammadin fil arwah, wa ala jasadihi fil ajsad, wa ala qabrihi fil qubur. That the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites this Durood-e-Paak upon me, he will be blessed with beholding me in his dream. And whoever beholds me in his dream, he will behold me on the day of judgment. And whoever beholds me on the day of judgment, I will intercede for him. And whoever I will intercede for, he will be able to drink from the fountain of Kawthar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the fire of hell haram upon him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to venture through all these phenomenal blessings. But how can this be done? This will all begin by reciting this beautiful Durood-e-Paak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to recite Durood-e-Paak in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.